It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for joining us for another exciting edition of Pioneer Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX Central, Dave Fisher, your agent, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, the Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. And now let's head to the action for Pierce Pioneer Sports on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Hey, good evening and welcome everyone to Eden Valley Watkins High School for Central Minnesota Conference Volleyball action. The conference opener for the Pioneers, and it's game two within the conference for the Eagles. Hello everyone, Rick Graham with you here. It's the Eagles in their navy blue with white, while the Pioneers in their red jerseys, black shorts, white letters and numerals. We are about set to go here. Both these teams looking for that elusive first victory. 0-4 for the Eagles, 0-2 for Pierce. Both teams are in Saturday tournaments coming up this weekend. Pierce will go to Sauk Rapids Rice. Eden Valley Watkins heads to Becker for a tournament. Pierce will be in the court to our left. Eden Valley Watkins in the court to our right. Pierce JV was victorious 2 out of 3 games. They took the 2 long games and then they played the 15-point game with Eden Valley Watkins squeaking out a victory. And the first service will go to Eden Valley Watkins. They are coached by Andrea Hushley. And Lisa Kurtz Klein is the head coach. And here we go. First serve received and is played in the back row by Pierce up front. It'll be Hannah Call getting it over. Now Eden Valley Watkins, their first attack up front. Pioneers get it across again. Call passes to the net. Eagles up front, Faith Corsier. Now it's Cassie Schmea, and she gets the winner. Cassie Schmea off the block of middle hitter Julia Stotts, and it's 1-0 Pierce. And now into the lineup for the Pioneers will be Brianna Hopkins. Hopkins to serve. Good serve across. Far side hit coming, blocked up front by Schmea. Schmea back out. Kylie Porter knocks it across. Kept alive, but no, down. Pass to the net, too far for the Eagles' Madeline Geislinger. And it's 2-0 start for Pierce. Hopkins again. Up front to Brianna Stang. Cross court, back row. And we got the Pioneers in the net. Pioneer violation is on Kylie Porter. And it's 2-1. And now Bobby Block will come into the front row. She'll replace Brianna Stang for Eden Valley Watkins at the service line. Faith Forsier. Here's the first serve, back row, played up there by Jansen, the libero for the Pioneers. Jordan Jansen, and the Eagles can't get it over as they hit it into the net, and it's a 3-1 start for Pierce. Hannah Call to serve. Hannah gets the whistle and sends it across. Good serve. Pass, free ball to the net, and oh, just a little bit too far for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer into the net, gives the side-out serve back to Eden Valley Watkins, trailing 3-2. Madeline Geislinger to Stuckmeyer in the back row, to Hopkins, back for Stuckmeyer. Backline kill, good. Stuckmeyer sneaks it in. 4-2. And now Casey Brzozowski in for the Pioneers up front. First service coming from Claire Reardon, who also checks in. Stang, back row, there's Reardon to answer. Up front, Hopkins passes, Stuckmeyer tries the same spot, but that one goes long. 4-3 on the side out to the Eagles. Oh, the down referee says it was tipped by an Eagle front row, so that's a winner for Pierce. They'll go up 5-2. Reardon will serve. And Claire sends it across, and that's a winner off of Brianna Walls in the back row. 6-2, Pioneers, game one. Piers to the left with Reardon winding up, and she comes across to Walls again. This time it is passed. She gets the return and sends it long. A 7-2 start for the Pioneers. And Coach Hushley will send Sierra Conan in, an outside hitter, a senior. 5-point lead, 7-2 Pioneers. Reardon again, right to the back row. Here's Bobby Block, tipped up front by the Pioneers, either Stuckmeyer or Brzozowski. Now Reardon tips it across. Eagles scrambling, and they'll free ball it over from Faith Persier. Hopkins passes, back row, Porter with the smash. Played near the bench by the Eagles, and they free ball it over once again to Hannah Call. Hopkins in the middle, winding up and sending it wide is Casey Brzozowski. Just wide, pretty good set. And now the Eagles will get the serve, down 7-3 in game one. And the libero, Noel Hess, to serve. Hess just floated over. Call got it, and a free ball at the net is hammered down by the Eagles. Caitlin Root in the middle makes it 7-4, and another serve for Hess. Hess directed towards Stuckmeyer. Up front for Hopkins, back for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Cross court played by the Eagles. Now they set it up with Forsier. Tipped across, Hopkins passes over. This is Stuckmeyer again to the back row. Hess was there, passes it to the net, and the Eagles won't get it over this time as Sierra Conan unable to get it over. And now Leah Furman will return for Hopkins. And Kylie Porter will go back to serve. Piers 8, Eden Valley Watkins 4 in game one. Kylie, that one's going to go long. And it's 8-5, side out Eagles. Bobby Block will sit, and coming in to serve, Brianna Stang. Stang sends it across. Good serve. Reardon a little indecisive, but did play it up front. Here's Furman, and that's no good. Out of play. 8-6 went behind the pole above the net. Another serve as the Eagles now within two. Service, middle back, Reardon passes to Porter, near side, Stuckmeyer on the attack and off the block and down. That's a winner for Kelsey Stuckmeyer to make it 9-6. Another serve for Piers now on the side out as Stuckmeyer's turn in the rotation comes up. And Kelsey sends it to the middle back row. Good pass to the net. This will give the Eagles a chance. Stuckmeyer digs out back but can't get it off the call, as it's a point for the Eagles at 9-7. 9-7 lead for Piers. And serving for the Eagles, Conan. Good serve, and that was just long. Good decision by the girls. As we get now Brzozowski out, as we get Cassie Schmea returning. Right now it's Furman, Schmea, Call, Porter, Stuckmeyer, and coming in to serve the libero, Jordan Jansen. 10-7, Jansen serve across to the middle back. Up front, at the net, blocked but down. That's a winner from Madeline Geislinger up front. Makes it 10-8. Bobby Block back into the front row as the serve goes over to the Eagles. 10-8 serve to Schmea up front. In the middle, winding up. That's Schmea. Got it over, but played. Now Block passes it to Jansen on the Pioneer side. Porter pushes it over for Hannah Call. A tip is blocked out. It'll be a Piers point as Hannah got it over and Block knocked it out. Excuse me, that is Julia Stotts, 15, a senior. And now coming in to serve, Brianna Hopkins at 11-8. Service across. Eagles punch it over. Back row, good dig, Jansen. Up front, Hopkins. Call winds up and sends it wide. Attacking from the far post, Pioneers just misfired, and now block returns for Eden Valley. Watkins down by two with the service coming. There's the windup, and it's over to Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer up front, call sends it, long again. And Eden Valley Watkins is within a point now at 11-10, as close as they've been. At the line to serve is Faith Forsier. Forsier whistle, and we got an illegal rotation by the Pioneers, and that's a point to tie it at 11. Pioneers out of alignment defensively, as the referee on the floor explaining it to head coach Klein. So now Eagles serving for their first lead. 11-11 in game one. Best of five. Here's the serve, and it's to Jansen up front. Porter will send it across and long, and the Eagles have taken the lead. 12-11 now. Another serve for Forsier. Nice little run going for the Eagles to assume their first advantage. Forsier to Jansen to the net again. Tipped across, Maya, they say, in the net. 13-11 Eagles. Ruled into the net, one of the Pioneers up front. So a serve coming for Forsier. Back row, Jansen. Stuckmeyer, now Caldwell, punch it over, got it over the net. Eagles will set it up in the middle. Dug in the back row, Stuckmeyer for Hopkins. Near side, Porter winds up, got it over. Tipped at the net, blocked down by Kylie Porter, and Cassie Schmea up front denying. And at 13-12, and the side out will go to Piers. Serve, good dig back row by the Eagles, Conan. Schmea at the net. I think that's going to be a double hit or a net violation. They say no. Kelsey Stuckmeyer ruled in the net. 14-12 Eagles. Service for the Eagles. Madeline Geislinger. Hopkins will play it. Back row. Here comes Stuckmeyer, and it's long. 15-12 Eden Valley Watkins. This is their biggest lead now. Jansen comes up and plays it nicely to the net. Porter, middle back, sprawling dig by the Eagles gives them a chance. Geislinger to the back line and good. And it's 16-12. Just snuck it inside the back row. And a timeout for Piers. Coach Klein has seen a little run here, start to stretch things out for the Eagles. So first timeout utilized by Piers. They've got one left. It's Eden Valley Watkins 16, Piers 2 in game one.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Do you find yourself stranded with a less reliable connection? If your new network isn't working for you, come home to Verizon and get 12 gigs for $80 a month and $20 a month per smartphone line, plus taxes and fees. Hurry into Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and sign up today. Verizon, come home to a better network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to VZW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
Back to Eden Valley Watkins. Rally going on. Tip at the net. Knocked down by Schmea. And the Pioneers get the point. It's Eden Valley Watkins 16, Piers 13 in game number one. Claire Reardon checks in to serve. Reardon call. Hopkins In the back row, up front, it's Porter, Brzozowski, and Stuckmeyer. Blocked up front, that's Casey Brzozowski. 16-14 on the block for Casey. Claire ready to serve again. Reardon. Back row for the libero, Noel Hess. In the middle, tipped, and there's another block, but the Eagles able to defend that time. They'll free ball it over now. Reardon up ahead. Hopkins feeds Brzozowski off a tip and down. Casey Brzozowski with the winner, and it's 16-15. Pioneers now trying to tie with Reardon serving. Claire gets it over to Hess. Up front for Sear. Back row, Hopkins was there. Good feed to Porter. Now coming up, Reardon passes it over for Sear at the net. Conan knocks it across to Stuckmeyer. Free ball played, still loose. Now Hopkins, and we got a violation on the Eagles. 16 apiece. It looked like Sierra Conan was in the net, and she was. 16 apiece, and now Conan will leave, and Brianna Walls back in. For the lead now. Good serve, Hess, to the net, into the net, and down. That's a winner. And the Pioneers now coming out of their timeout have rattled off five straight to take the lead. 17-16, Piers. Reardon to Hess. They feed the middle, back line, too far off of Julia Stotts. And it's an 18-16 lead. And now we'll see Holly Jansen come in for the first time, replacing Stotts. She's a front row player. Reardon again. Her second nice service run here. To the net. Racing up. Pioneers that time they couldn't get to it. 18-17. Coach Klein saying that the Eagles were over it. Now, yeah, she got the call. She saw it, and the tower official now agrees. So it should be 19-16. There it is, 19-16, service for Reardon. 7 unanswered out of the timeout for Pierce. And Claire, back row, libero Hess to the net for Faith Forsier, cross. Played up by Walls, and at the net, a kill for Kylie Porter. And now a timeout for the Eagles as the Pioneers have rattled off 8 unanswered, and they've taken the lead. It's Piers 20, Eden Maliwakin 16 in game 1.
More than 7.7 million American teenagers participate in high school sports every year, including about 233,000 here in Minnesota. They're all learning essential life lessons, like the importance of hard work, time management, and self-discipline. Skills that are helping them become better leaders and more active, responsible citizens. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We're in Eden Valley Watkins tonight. We'll be back here tomorrow night when the Pioneer football team comes down. Pair of undefeateds go at it. Piers and Eden Valley Watkins kickoff at 7, pregame about 6:40. Service by Reardon, and Reardon now off a play from the net from the Eagles gets it over. Stuckmeyer sends it across to Hess. Hess to the net, winding up. Jansen off the block. Pioneers get another winner. They're starting to dominate up front. That was Stuckmeyer and Brzozowski teaming up, and it's 21-16. This is a 9-point service run for Claire Reardon. To Hess. Up front, Faith Forsier goes back. Hopkins with the dig in the back row for Porter. Now it's a cross-court dig by the Eagles off a Stuckmeyer attack. Tipped across. Good play by Hopkins. Up front, Forsier for Reardon, and wide. Just misfired. And that will give the serve over to Eden Valley Watkins. 21-17 now the score. Noel Hess to serve for the Eagles. From right to left, Hess winds up, directs it towards Stuckmeyer. Hopkins in the middle for Brzozowski, tipping down. Casey Brzozowski makes it 22-17. And now Leah Furman will come in for Brianna Hopkins. At the line to serve is Kylie Porter. Piers by 5. They need 3 more points to close out a game 1 win. Back row pass up net for Sear. Blocked up front, Burschowski again. Denying it to make it 23-17, and a timeout again for the Eagles, their second and final here of game one.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Served by Porter, played across by the Eagles. Now the Pioneers scrambling, and they're not going to get it over. The Eagles get a point at 23-18 now. Piers leading in late in game one, and coming in to serve is Brianna Stang. Stang sends it back for Claire Reardon up front. Porter in the middle for Burschowski. Long. No tip, says the official. So the hit by Burschowski sails a bit to make it 23-19. Another serve for Stang. Junior got it to Call, far back corner. Porter back sets over for Stuckmeyer. For Stang in the Eagle back row. Gets the return to the libero. Hess over for Stuckmeyer. Pass from Burschowski back to Stuckmeyer for a winner. She knocked it off Madeline Geislinger, and it's game point. 24-17 for the Pioneers. Serving for the game will be Kelsey Stuckmeyer. And it's a cross and back row. Here comes the pass up to the net. Into the net, and the Pioneers have taken game number one. A 25-19 win for Piers in the opener. Teams will switch benches, and we'll get ready for game two after this. It's high school volleyball tonight. Piers at Eden Valley Watkins on You Are Their Sports.
Good evening, Piers fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2015-16 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Piers High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. Fall sports are all underway, so come and check out all the action. Reminder, Saturday, September 19th, the Piers football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again, and go Pioneers.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and You Are Their Sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
So Pierce takes game one, 25-19, and they'll have the opening serve as Brianna Hopkins up in the rotation. Jordan Jansen, the libero out there, along with Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Hannah Call, Kylie Porter, and Cassie Schmea. Here's the start of game two, and Hopkins, good serve to the back row. Up net, punched across. There was Stuckmeyer. Hopkins now up front, feeds Porter, whose kill was blocked and played by the Eagles. They free ball it to the Piers side. Hopkins in the middle. Schmea with a big hit, and that's down. Stang got a piece of it, but couldn't do anything with it, and the Pioneers will score first in game two. One zip. Again, to serve is Brianna Hopkins. Sends it to the back row where Noelle Hess comes flying over and makes a good running pass to the net. Now the Pioneers will set it up for Call. That's denied up front. Eagles got their blockers positioned that time. Julia Stotts. And now Bobby Block will also come in, replacing Stang up front. 1-1. Service for the Eagles now in game two with Faith Forsier. Forsier to Call. Free ball at the net. Schmea just pops it up to give her teammates a chance, and they will play it across on a pass from Hopkins. Forsier now goes to the middle. Blocked there by Piers. They'll set it up with Hopkins. Wants Porter on the backside off of blocking down. Good pass from Hopkins to Porter for the winner. 2-1, and Hannah Call to serve. Piers winning the opener 25-19, and that serve is into the net. 2-2 with the serve over to the Eagles now. Leah, 2-2. There it is, serve across. Up front, Hopkins. Back row, this will be Hannah Call, and she sends that into the net, and the Eagles take the lead 3-2. Service again for Eden Valley Watkins, Madeline Geislinger, Jr. Geislinger ready, knocks it down. Big winner there at the net for Julia Stotts, and it's 4-2 Eagles. Pioneers receive the serve and pass it right to the net, and Stotts hammered it home. Freebie. Here's Geislinger again. Played by Stuckmeyer to the net for Hopkins. Back for Kelsey. Back row dig by Hess. Off for Forsier. Now a big windup on the far side by Brianna Walls is good. 5-2 Eagles. Madeline Geislinger. This is their best sequence here for Eden Valley Watkins. Pierce took a timeout in game one, trailing 16-12 and went on a 9-point run and closed out game one 25-19. Eagles have got to the early start here. At the net, tipped over, Hopkins back to the Eagles. Jansen keeps it alive to the net, and Stuckmeyer sends it wide. It's 6-2 Eden Valley Watkins. Pioneers seem to be scrambling a bit on defense, not able to set up a whole lot right now. And that serve played by Jansen, pass to Hopkins, and that's awkward, and that's off the post. And again, Pioneers, and Coach Klein just asked her assistant, Janae Swanson, says, should we take a timeout? And Janae said, yeah, and she does. Timeout, Piers. Eagles 7, Pioneers 2 in game 2.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Pioneers use a timeout, try to stop the flow here, and it's a tip and a winner by Cassie Schmea, directing it towards the left sideline, and that'll get the side out. 7-3 Eagles as Reardon in to serve now. Pioneers up one game to none at the net. Played up ahead and over for the Eagles. Call. Now Hopkins. And Brzozowski on the tip. And it is in the net, Eagles. A carry, they say, or a lift. And it's 7-4 now. Piers within three. Again, a service just over. Hess was there for Forsier. Now a little bump into the net. No good by Wall. 7-5. 7-5. Pioneers within two. They've come out of the timeout again with three straight. And there's a winner. A serve by Reardon, and now Eagles will take a timeout. 7-6 the score. As the Pioneers within one.
Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems.
Service by Reardon, knocked over by the Eagles. They got it back now. And a block up front, Brzozowski set up at the net, winding it up, firing it across. Pioneer scrambling, can't get it. 8-6 Eagles. They won that battle at the net. And now they will bring in Caitlin Root up front. Service for Noelle Hess to Hannah Call. Who does she want up front? It is near side, and it's knocked over. Good by Stuckmeyer. 8-7. Kylie Porter will serve. And Porter delivers the back row pass to the net, into the net. And we're tied at 8. 8-8 now in game two. And Porter for the lead. Back row Hess up front. Winding up and across. Stuckmeyer was there. Middle coming up and a wind up, and it's off the net and over, and Eagles in the net. And Pierce is up 9-8 now. And Kylie Porter again for Noelle Hess. Hess gets it over. Back row long. Too long by Eden Valley Watkins's Brianna Walls. She'll check out now, and Sierra Conan will come in as the Pioneers are up 2, 10-8. They won game one, 25-19. Porter to the near side, played by Madeline Geislinger, knocked over but wide, I believe, yes. 11-8 Piers. Neither of these teams have won a match yet. Pioneers have won a game. They took one from Dassel Cicada, losing 3-1. They lost in three up at Aiken in their opener. Good. No, that one is ruled wide. That looked like a good cross-court attack by Sierra Conan, but just skipped outside the line, and it's 12-8 Piers. Now we'll get Leah Furman for Hannah Call in the Piers lineup. It's Porter, Reardon, Furman, Stuckmeyer, Hopkins, Brzozowski. Here's Kylie Porter again. Good serve, ace. Oh, wow, that's ruled long. Look good, but long, apparently. So it's 12-9. Here's Brianna Stang coming in to serve. Stang sends it over. Claire Reardon. Stuckmeyer, and this will be Hopkins getting it to the back row. Hopkins pass across. Now Eagles send it over where Stuckmeyer is there for Porter in the middle. Brzozowski tips and down. Casey Brzozowski with another ace tip. And now we'll get Mariah Lease in for the first time. She's a senior outside hitter. And Kelsey Stuckmeyer back to serve at 13-9. Serve up for Forcier. Tipped over by Stang. Racing up with Stuckmeyer to play it up for Hopkins. Now it's the libero Hess for Stang. Three balls over for Brianna. Up front, Porter pushes it over for Furman, who nails it. Leah Furman gets the winner down, and it's 14-9 from the near side. Serve for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey for Hess in the back row. Stang comes to the middle of the court. Whoa, hammered that one. That one almost hit the back wall. Big misfire there, and Piers up six now. 15-9 over Eden Valley Watkins in game number two. Stuckmeyer ready once more. Stuckmeyer ready. Floats it across this time. Changes the speed on her serve. Eagles play it over. Porter in the middle. Back sets for Hopkins. Hopkins gets it off a block and down. And it's 16-9. And another Eagle timeout. Their final timeout taken by Coach Hess. Or Hushley, excuse me, as the Pioneers now on another big point run. 16-9 in game two.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Coming out of the Eagles' timeout, they have none left. Piers has one remaining. It's game two. Piers leading 16-9. They won the first game as well. Here's the serve. Played by the Eagles. Forcier gets it to Kelsey. Good pass up front for Meyer. For Furman, back over. Now the Eagles with Stang on a tip. Played by Brzozowski. They wanted to carry. The Eagles didn't get the call. Now Brzozowski up a feed. Tipped and down again. Boy, that has been Casey's game tonight. The tip. And it earns the point. 17-9. Holly Jansen back in for the Eagles. Replacing Caitlin Root up front. Kelsey Stuckmeyer to serve at 17-9. Stang in the middle. Here's Jansen off of Reardon and out for the Eagle point. 17-10. Pioneer tennis team in action today. They took on Pine City. Dragons win 6-1. Rebecca Langer gets a win for Piers at number four singles. For their lone win in that match. They'll go to Pine City for a tournament on Saturday. Tip at the net, and we've got the Eagles in the net. I think it was Hallie Johnson. She went up there matching up against Casey Brzozowski, and Johnson got a piece of the net. 18-10. At the service line now, checking in the libero, Jordan Jansen, the sophomore. Jansen zips it over, played up to Stang. Stang in the middle. Jansen tips, and the Pioneers in the net this time. It was Cassie Schmea, apparently. Referees hold up the four, indicating her jersey number. 18-11 the score. Service for Holly Jansen. Jansen back middle for Schmea. Furman has her hit blocked up front. Porter, now it's Furman, and Furman's long, and it was tipped by a Eagle up front, so it's a point for Piers. It was just tipped at the net, so Piers will get the point and the serve. And it's Brianna Hopkins' turn to serve, 19-11. Hopkins, that is long, 19-12. Elsewhere in the conference tonight, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead is playing at Painesville. Holding Ford is down at Maple Lake tonight. Little Falls is at Foley, among other games. 19-12, Eagles down by 7, but the serve in their hands with Faith for Sear. Sends it over for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Coming up is Hopkins now. Porter sends it wide. 19-13. Another serve for Forsier and the Eagles. Serves right from the middle of the back line. Hopkins back. Jansen knocks it to libero Hess. Up front, into the net, goes the Eagles' Julia Stotts. Little short arm hit there, and it's 20-13 Piers. Service again, now this is Leah Furman dropping back to serve. Furman hammers it to Hess for Forsier. Here comes Bobby Block, played on the Pioneer side by Stuckmeyer. Hopkins for Porter off the block and down. Porter with another kill, and it's 21-13. Furman to serve again. Trying to make it a two-game-to-none lead. They're 4 points from doing that. Furman's runner. Good ace off of the back row. Conan. ...22-13, and into the lineup will come Brianna Walls, replacing Sierra Conan. Furman at the service line for her third of this run. Long, 22-14. At the line for the Eagles, this is Mariah Leese. Running up Jansen, and her floater goes way long. That'll be a winner for Leese to make it 22-15. And they play it. Coming up, Furman for Hopkins. Now Jansen runs up, and her hit is into the net. And Hannah Call will be inserted into the lineup for Furman. Piers 22, Eden Valley Watkins 16. Service again for Leese. Leese sends it, just got it over. Stuckmeyer was ready for it. Kelsey gets it back. On the Eagles side now, Forsier, back row. Leese mishits, 23-16. Piers 2 points from the win. And now Brashovsky replaces Jordan Jansen up front. And it's Reardon. 2 points for the win here in game two. Leese up front for Sear, and they are going to get it over to the back row. Reardon for Hopkins, and who wants it? Late decision. Miscommunication that time on who was going to take charge out on the floor. Pioneers end up sending it long to make it 23-17. Porter eventually did play it, but long. Noel Hess to serve. Senior libero back for Stuckmeyer. Up front, she wants Porter, and Hopkins fed her perfectly, and Porter finishes. And it's game point, 24-17. And Kylie will try and serve out game two. Here's Kylie's serve, sinking, played by Block. Far side hit off the block. Good dig, back row, Hannah Call. Reardon sends it across. Leese to the net now for Sear. Call, good pass up front, Porter. Near side for the game. Stuckmeyer, good dig in the back row by the Eagles. They'll get it over with Brianna Walls to Reardon. Middle for Brashovsky. There was Leese again to answer. Coming up is Block. She passes to Call on the Pioneer side. Porter for Brashovsky. Dug out by the Eagles. Block sets, passed across. Pioneers have it again. Hopkins for Brashovsky, tipped across. Eagles cover. Best rally here in this potential game-ending point, but it's the Eagles who finally win the rally. Good action there between Piers and Eden Valley Watkins. And the Eagles got a tip down to make it 24-18. And it'll be checking in Brianna Stang for Bobby Block. Stang to serve. 24-18 the score. And Stang sends it to Hannah Call. Good pass to Porter. Middle for Bershowski. Got it over. Hess for Stang in the middle. Here comes Jansen flying in, and she gets the winner to drop in the middle. Eagles stave off one game point, 24-19 now. Another serve for Brianna Stang. For Hannah Call. To the pass to the net where Porter directed towards Stuckmeyer, and that'll be the winner. Pioneers have prevailed in game two by the same score they took game one. Back-to-back, 25-19 wins for the Pioneers, and they're a win away from capturing their first match of the season. Piers up 2-0. A potential sweep coming up here at Eden Valley Watkins.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
It's the GE Labor Day Savings event going on now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Stop in now and check out the great deals that we have on all of our GE appliances. You can save hundreds of dollars on select appliances. Plus, we offer delivery and we service all makes. If you're in the market for new appliances, be sure to stop into Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Labor Day sales event going on now through September 9th.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker's Screen.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Game three underway, and the Pioneers are striking first with an ace tip from Porter. 1-0 game three. Piers taking games one and two by identical 25-19 scores. And Brianna Hopkins will serve. Played by Forsier for Stang. Now Walls in the middle, blocked by Schmea. Over for the Pioneers, though, with Porter. Back for Cassie. Now Porter winds up and got the seam for a winner. Just down the sideline, Kylie Porter makes it 2-0 Piers. Hopkins to serve again. Forcier, nobody home on the return. Forcier's pass drops in front of the net for a 3-0 Piers lead. Another Brianna serve. They're attacking at Forcier. She handled it that time. Now Stang. Back over. Hopkins for Furman. Furman gets it over. Now Noelle Hess plays it to the Pioneer side where Jansen passes to the net. Schmea winds up off a tip. Stang passes to the middle. This is Julia Stotts. Jansen answers in the back row. Now Porter sends it. Dug out by Forcier. Stang back for Geislinger. Pioneers with Furman getting it over and in. Leah Furman with the point. 4-0 Piers. At the line again is Brianna Hopkins. Hopkins just long. The back row of Noelle Hess made the decision to let it go, and it did say a little bit. 4-1 now as the service goes over to the Eagles with Bobby Block checking in. Forcier to serve. And she sends it across. Played by Jansen. Up to the net. Porter winds. Played over. Dig by Brianna Hopkins for Porter off a tip. Now at the net, Schmea with a block up front. And another block by Furman. And finally a violation. Oh, some good action at the net there. 4-2, service for Forcier. Piers has taken the first two, looking for their first win of the year and the first career win for Coach Klein. Deep to Furman. Plays it straight up. Now back row, here's Schmea. For Block at the net. Blocked up front by Leah Furman, but over to Hopkins. Now it's Porter, and her hit is short into the net. Just off the heel of her palm, and it's 4-3 now. Eagles serving for the tie with Faith Forcier. Again, football is down here in Eden Valley Watkins tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here on You Are There Sports, 6:40 pregame show. Schmea in the middle, tips it across. Eagles were ready with Block. She got it over and in. Block ties the game at 4-4. So the Eagles serving for the lead now in game three with Faith Forcier, senior. And she delivers it over to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Here's Porter winding up and long, and the Pioneers just kind of misfiring. Pioneers want a tip right now. Didn't get the call. It's 5-4 Eagles with a serve again. Faith Forcier sends it to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Pass to the net, Hopkins. Near side, Furman. Leah off the top of the tape. They got it over. Block able to recover. Now it is Furman again down the side and in. There's Leah Furman picking up the tying point. 5-5, and Hannah Call will replace Leah at a serve rotation. Jansen replaces the libero Hess on the Eagle substitute. Hannah Call to serve at 5-5. Just over, good dig on a back row play by the Eagles, and a block up front delivered by Eden Valley Watkins. That is Julia Stotts. 6-5, and the serve coming back to the Eagles. Madeline Geislinger sends it to Jansen. Free ball at the net. Tipped down. That's an easy play there for Eden Valley. Jansen's pass floated, and they put it away. 7-5 now, Eden Valley Watkins in game three. Geislinger back to Jansen. Hopkins, and this will be Jansen again, long and wide. 8-5. Eden Valley Watkins has had leads in both games, but the Pioneers have been able to usually take time out and come out of that with strong runs to recover and then assume command and hold it. But early leads have usually been tilted towards the Eagles. Geislinger serving at 8-5. Here is Smea. Cassie got it over. Forsier back set. Block winds up. Denied. And into the net were the Eagles. No, it wasn't in the net. It was a kill attempt that bounced off the net and played again for the fourth hit. So that stops the run for Eden Valley. Watkins makes it 8-6. And it'll bring Claire Reardon in to serve. Pioneers down two. Into the back row. Now coming up and hammering it, but sailing it long. That's Brianna Walls. A little too much on it. 8-7. Claire has been the Pioneers' best server tonight. And she got a winner. 8-8 to tie it. Now to serve to regain the lead for Piers at 8-8 in game three. Pioneers winning 25-19, 25-19 in the first two. Service played to the net. Forsier back sets for Bobby Block. Blocked up front by the Pioneers' Kelsey Stuckmeyer. 9-8 Piers. And it's played across. Pioneers now will look to block up front. Played over by the Pioneers' Brzozowski. And she somehow got the angle. That was not intent, but nobody there. She just freeballed it over and luckily found an opening. And it should be 10-8, I believe. Reardon will serve at 10-8. And it's across to the Eagles. This is Walls up front, tipping it to Hopkins. Passing it up to the net, tipped over by Schmea. Schmea tip over there. Pioneers again on the attack coming. They got it across. Eagles ball, set it up for Bobby Block. Reardon in the back row. Porter, middle now coming. Tipped over and not over. Schmea couldn't get it across. 10-9 now. Eagles within a point. They'll bring Noelle Hess in to serve. Hess off Porter. And running up Schmea, and she unwinds and got it. Off the back row for Sear to make it 11-9. Piers by two, approaching the midway point of game three. Kylie Porter at the line to serve. Hess, good pass up front. Now Bobby Block gets it over. This will give Piers a chance at the net for Brzozowski to tip, but the Pioneers were in the net. 11-10. Stang replaces Block on the Eagle substitution. Pioneers set up their defense. Two girls up front, Brzozowski and Hopkins, with Call, Reardon, Stuckmeyer, and Porter covering the back row. Played to Claire Reardon. Racing up, Porter sends it. And it's knocked over by Pierce's Hopkins, but played in the back row, blocked up front. Pioneers scrambling. Now it's played over and into the net. Pioneers will get the point at 12-10. They say four hits. It wasn't blocked as Coach Hushley questioning the call. And now the referee, the floor and tower official, will confer. Asking, what did you see? Right now, the score reads Piers 11, Eden Valley Watkins 10. We're going to replay the point. So 11-10, service for Brianna Stang and Eden Valley Watkins. And it's over to Reardon, coming up to Porter. And Stuckmeyer will knock it across. Played by the Eagles, Lease. In the middle, Jansen unwinds. Good play in the back row by Reardon to keep it alive. Stuckmeyer, played by Hess. Near side, Wall sends it long, and the Pioneers get the winner. 12-10, Pioneers get that point. And Furman will replace Hannah Call. Conan back in, replacing Brianna Walls for Coach Hushley. Pierce 12, Eden Valley Watkins 10, Kelsey Stuckmeyer to serve. Kelsey sends it back row, up front, in the middle, tipped across by Jansen. Holly Jansen got it over. Furman in the middle, block off a kill attempt. Now Brzezowski on a tip, dug out by a sprawling Lease. Tipped across to Reardon. Pass up front, tip Brzezowski again for the winner. Porter to Brzezowski, and it's 13-10. Pierce has Brzezowski, Porter, Hopkins, Reardon, Stuckmeyer, and Furman on the court. And an ace. A serve for the Pioneers. Kelsey Stuckmeyer, 14-10. Coach Hushley wants a timeout. Pierce by four in game three.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Pierce.
Pierce 14, Eden Valley Watkins 10. We're in game three. Pierce taking the first two by identical 25-19 scores. So they're 11 points from a sweep here in their first match win of the year. Losing up in Aiken last week in their opener. Losing their home opener to Dassel-Cacado in their second match. And now here in their conference opener, they're winning on the road. They're looking to finish as Conan knocks it over. Up front, Porter for Hopkins. Hopkins to the back row. Good play by the libero, Hess. Conan to Stuckmeyer on the Pierce side. Short set for Brzezowski. Forsier was ready for that. Now Forsier sends it across to Porter in the Pioneer back row. Hopkins feeds Furman down the middle. Hess was there. Stang tip. Pioneers were ready. Porter pushes it across. Eagles will attack. Reardon was there. Knocked over by Furman. Now Forsier in the middle again. Holly Johnson puts it over. Porter wants Hopkins to the back row and long. 14-11. Pierce leading by three. Madeline Geislinger returns, replacing Mariah Lease. Sierra Conan will serve for the Eagles. Down two games to none, down by three in this game, and that one didn't make it to the net. 15-11, Pierce will get the side-out serve as Cassie Schmea will come in, replacing Claire Reardon and Jordan Jansen for Casey Brzezowski. Jansen will serve, punches it across, just pre-balled over. Now Hopkins will send it wide. Serve goes back to the Eagles at 15-12, and Bobby Block replacing Noel Hess. Service coming for Holly Jansen, an eighth grader. Up ahead, Stuckmeyer plays it for Porter. Hopkins winds up and hits it low into the net. 15-13. Another serve for Jansen. Holly Jansen ready. Punches it over to Jansen in the back row. Tip and knocked over by Stuckmeyer, but wide. 15-14. For the tie, Holly Jansen serve is long. 16-14 Pierce. Now she'll sit down and the libero Hess will return. At the line to serve, Brianna Hopkins. Hopkins plays it for Conan across the net. Schmea up and now over and long. And we have a substitute coming in, block for Stang for the Eagles. 16-15, Piers by one. The service for Faith for Sear. For Sear gets the whistle, and we're playing volleyball. For Jansen in the Pioneer back row, the libero sends it up. Schmea on winds and winner right in the corner. 17-15. And Hannah Call will come in, replacing Leah Furman. And Hannah handed the volleyball to serve. Here's Hannah's serve. Good one. Back row for Conan. Block comes over. And now played over by Julia Stotts. This will give Piers a chance to set it up. Porter, winner. Kylie Porter goes cross court. 18-15. Pioneers back by three now. Hannah Call, junior, fires it. And long, just long, 18-16 now. Piers by two, and Madeline Geislinger will serve. Here's Geislinger sending it across. Jansen there, plays it for Hopkins. Now Stuckmeyer's hit is long, and it's 18-17. And Coach Klein is up questioning something. But the service will go back to Geislinger. Stuckmeyer for Jansen, but Hopkins comes racing in, actually bumps into her libero in the back row, sends it into the stage area, and a timeout. 18-18 now. The Eagles have rallied, and we'll be back with more action. We're in Eden-Valley Watkins tonight for volleyball.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare-certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision, and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6451.
We are in game three at Eden-Valley Watkins High School. This game is tied at 18. Piers leads the match 2-0, having won the first two, 25-19, 25-19. Eagles with the serve with Madeline Geislinger. Each team has used a timeout now. They've got one left. Geislinger will send it across, played by Hannah Call. Up front, back for Call from Hopkins. Eagles now with Call playing it off a Stotts hit. Here comes Stuckmeyer on the attack. Played well by the libero for the Eagles. They get it over. Stuckmeyer for Hopkins, back for Schmea. Schmea with the winner. It deflected off Faith for Sear to give Piers the 19-18 lead. 19-18, and into the lineup comes Reardon to serve. Piers, 6 points now from the sweep. Across, played by Lease in the middle. Here comes Wall, or Stotts, and Stotts gets it home to tie it at 19. Holly Jansen back in, front row player to the eighth grader. Also back in, the libero, Noelle Hess, to serve. Hess to Call. Up ahead, Hopkins. Now it's Kelsey Stuckmeyer, played by Hess to Jansen across. Hopkins will pass it back for Porter. Porter off an eagle, blocking down. Kylie Porter with the winner, makes it 20-19, Pioneers. And Porter turned to serve. Kylie ready, awaiting the whistle. And she winds up and sends it. Good serve. In! That's a winner. Nothing that Bobby Block could do. Her return went low under the net. 21-19, final timeout used by the Eagles. Coach Bushley, Pioneers by 2 in game 3.
When you think landscaping or lawn service, think Scotty's Log and Landscape. When the focus is on landscaping, Scott and his team perform anything from mulching, planting various shrubs and trees, installing paver sidewalks, building rock and retaining walls, and much more. Scott has a vision for each and every project he pursues, and it gives him the ability to take the customer's ideas along with his own and bring them to life. Scott and his team provide a number of different lawn services, including routine lawn mowing, trimming, shrub and flower cleanup, cleaning of all sidewalks, and commercial and residential lawn spraying. When you choose Scotty's Log and Landscape, you can come to expect the quality service that you deserve. Their goal as a company is to perform and accomplish each job that far exceeds the customer's expectations. Contact Scotty's Log and Landscape today at 320-260-2042 or see their website at scottysloganlandscape.com or like them on Facebook. That's Scotty's Log and Landscape.
Pioneers with another point coming out of the timeout. Stuckmeyer got it over, and it's 22-19. Kylie Porter to serve. 3 points from the win now in the match. Kylie, good serve to block. Block will pass it to Forsier. Jansen gets it over. Reardon to the back row for Porter in the middle, winding up Brzoski. Forsier answers. Block sets. Jansen nails it. Holly Jansen with the winner, driving it through a pair of defenders up front. I think both Hopkins and Brzoski. But the eighth grader able to rip it home. 22-20, and the serve for the Eagles, Brianna Stang. Stang sends it over for Hannah Call to the net. Here comes Hopkins, off and played over. Here's Brzoski, winner, Casey Brzoski. 23-20. Service for Kelsey Stuckmeyer, but first Leah Furman will come in, replacing Hannah Call. Pioneers 2 points now from their first win. Stuckmeyer off the serve, receive. Eagles are going to somehow get it over. Boy, they played that from the end of their bench. Here's Furman. Back roll played by Lease. Stang, near side. Conan comes up, blocked up front by Hopkins. Forsier short into the net, and it's match point. 24-20 match point for the Pioneers. And to serve it out, it's Kelsey Stuckmeyer, the sophomore. And the Pioneers will look for their first win of the year. Here it comes. And the Pioneers at the net, off the block. And there it is. The Pioneers have their first victory. It's a 25-20 Piers defeat of Eden Valley Watkins. We'll begin the postgame next.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Do you find yourself stranded with a less reliable connection? If your new network isn't working for you, come home to Verizon and get 12 gigs for $80 a month and $20 a month per smartphone line, plus taxes and fees. Hurry into Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and sign up today. Verizon, come home to a better network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Smartphone device payment activation required, subject to VZW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
More than 7.7 million American teenagers participate in high school sports every year, including about 233,000 here in Minnesota. They're all learning essential life lessons, like the importance of hard work, time management, and self-discipline. Skills that are helping them become better leaders and more active, responsible citizens. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals.
Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Well, the Pioneers are in the win column with a three-game sweep here at Eden Valley Watkins tonight. They defeat the Eagles 25-19, 25-19, 25-20. So the Pioneers win their first match and their first conference match as the Eagles fall to 0-5 overall and 0-2 now within conference play. Good effort by the Pioneers tonight. As always good to get that first one, and now they'll go to Sauk Rapids Rice on Saturday morning. That big tournament, annual event for the Pioneers, it starts at 9 o'clock at the high school. For the Eagles, they're in tournament action on Saturday as well. They go to Becker. So Piers wins it in three at Eden Valley Watkins tonight. Congratulations on her first career victory as the head coach. Coach Lisa Klein picks up career win number one for the Pioneers. We'll be back with more Piers-Eden Valley Watkins matchups tomorrow night when the football teams will square off at Eden Valley Watkins High, as that's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Our pregame will begin at about 6:40 tomorrow night. Eden Valley Watkins will come in undefeated, 3-0, ranked number 4 in Class AA, while Piers is undefeated, 3-0, ranked number 3 in Class 3A. So again, 6:40 pregame, kickoff 7 o'clock tomorrow on the home for Pioneer Sports. You are their sports. Three-game win for the Pioneers on the road tonight down in Eden Valley Watkins. Congratulations to the Pioneers. So we'll see you back here tomorrow night for more high school Pioneer action. It's Piers Eden Valley Watkins on the football field here on You Are Their Sports.
Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports. Piers Pioneer Sports is brought to you by RE/MAX Central with Dave Fisher, your agent. Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer in Little Falls. The Piers School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Piers Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Piers, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency. Also brought to you by Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Zerbacco, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. Again, thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports.